Okay, so this exercise is called Stop the Ants. It's a mindfulness cognitive behavioral exercise about recognizing thoughts and feelings, changing them, but also sitting with them. So what I'd like you to do at first is make yourself comfortable. Find a comfy spot for your head, for your back, for your legs, for your arms. And when you're practicing this exercise, it's best to find a spot that you won't be disturbed. So using the recording will likely take you about 20 to 25 minutes. Or if you're using the sheet, just going through the exercise with your mind will likely take you between 3 to 5 minutes. So the ants, so just take a few moments, and just close your eyes and focus on your breath. Breathing in nice and deep and slow, in through your nose and out through your mouth. Taking nice, long, slow, deep breaths in. And then exhaling out, nice and slow. Breathing in, nice and deep and slow. And exhaling, letting that breath all the way out. So letting your breath become the center of your thoughts. As you breathe in, really notice the air moving inside your nasal passage. And then as you exhale, just let that breath out all the way, releasing that breath and letting it go. Long, slow, deep breath in. And exhale out, letting that breath all the way out. So as you continue to focus on your breath, I'll just take a moment to explain the exercise. So as mentioned, this exercise is called Stop the Ants. And the STOP stands for S-T-T-O-P. And it's a systematic method of digging into distressing thoughts and feelings. The ANTS part, ANTS is an acronym that stands for automatic negative thoughts. So this exercise is becoming more aware of the feelings, the thoughts, the behaviors. And the ANTS portion is about looking at it, changing it, challenging it. Often we can become trapped in negative thinking, anxious thinking, and not even know it's become a habit. So the more we check in with ourselves throughout the day, the more we become aware of the thoughts running through our minds, the feelings in our body, where we might be holding tension, the emotions we're experiencing. This exercise is not about making feelings bad, but getting good at recognizing feelings and allowing yourself to feel them without being fearful of them. So as you continue to pay attention to the rhythm of your breath, just use your breath to help you ground into this moment, to settle down into the furniture where you sit or lay, to come back into this moment, not the next moment and the things you have to do, or the last moment, the things you did, or the things that were said, just coming into this moment. So to explain the acronym STOP, S-T-T-O-P, whenever you notice tension in your body, whenever you notice a racing feeling, a sense of pressure, and this could be an overall sense of agitation, hurriedness, tension in your chest, tightness in your tummy. Whenever you notice that, and the more you pay attention, you'll notice more and more. The most important first thing to do is to stop. The S in stop stands for stop. Stopping is the most important thing you can do. We often do the opposite. We often ignore our feelings. We ignore the tension building in our body. We ignore the racy feeling, instead focusing on the habitual routines, the things we need to do or think we need to do. But stopping interjects that pause. And it's that stop that helps disengage the emotional parts of the mind, the amygdala, which is part of the limbic system. When we get in this frenzied pace, our whole brain gets hijacked. We get into an automatic, habitual way of responding and thinking and doing. And we're not aware of whether we're holding our breath, whether we're breathing fast. We're not aware of where we're holding tension in our body or what we're feeling. So the most important thing is to stop. Don't ignore it. Don't dismiss it. Don't minimize it. Just simply stop. And the second T is to take some long, slow, deep breaths. In and out. Breathing nice and deep and slow. In to 7. Out to 11. And if you're really ramped up, you may need a whole set of 10. If you're only mildly anxious, frustrated, or angry, or sad, you may only need a few breaths. You take whatever you need. The sooner we stop, the less ramped up we get, the easier it is to calm ourselves down. And the second T in stop, so it's S-T-T-O-P, the second T is to take notice of what's happening in that moment. Take notice of your thoughts, what the exact words are going through your mind. Take notice too of what you're feeling. What's the emotion, the strongest emotion amongst the many? Where do you feel that emotion in your body? What's the somatic expression of that emotion in your body? Take notice of what's happening in your body. Take notice too of what you're thinking about yourself, your situation, your future, your past. Take notice of what you're believing about you, about life. Take notice of the thoughts, the feelings, the beliefs. Take notice too of urges, what you're tempted to do, what you want to do, what you are doing. Take notice too of what's triggering you. Is it something external or internal? Take notice of the triggers. So that's the second T, to take notice of all these things, the thoughts, the emotions, the somatic experiences, the beliefs that you're having about yourself, the life, your day, tomorrow, yesterday. Take notice of behaviors. Take notice of the triggers. And the O is to observe what happens as you take long, slow, deep breaths in. And you complete the following sentences. I notice the thoughts of. And you finish that sentence, repeating that to yourself 3 times. But in between each repetition, taking a long, slow, deep breath. Over the course of going through each one, you'll notice a separation. You'll notice a distance starts to create. So I notice the thoughts of. I notice the thoughts of. Taking a long, slow, deep breath. I notice the thoughts of. I notice the feeling of. Long, slow, deep breath in and out. I notice the feeling of. Really pay attention to the feeling where you notice in your body. Imagine its color, its shape, its form, its movement. I notice the feeling of. I notice the somatic experience of.
long,
slow, deep breath in and out.
I notice the somatic experience of. I notice the somatic experience of. I notice the belief
about myself of, or the past, or the future, or your life.
Notice the belief of.
Long, slow, deep breath in
and out. I notice the belief of. I notice the urge to do or to not do of.
Long, slow, deep breath in and out.
I notice the urge to do or not do of. And I notice the urge to do or not do of. And lastly, I notice the original trigger
of.
Long, slow,
deep breath in and out.
I notice the trigger of. And lastly, I notice the trigger of. And notice the degree of separation you feel now from the thoughts, the feelings, the somatic experiences, the triggers, the beliefs. Do you notice a stance of more of an observer? Like you've stepped away from it, you were looking at it with curiosity and surprise. The more you do this exercise, the more you'll be able to step out of the automatic pilot, the habitual way of doing and thinking, and you'll become more of an observer.
So the last step in P, in stop, the P in stop, is to plan to proceed in a way that's opposite to what you may have done in the past to such a trigger.
So do the exact opposite, one thing.
The other part of P
is to just take a moment to show yourself some compassion. For compassion, for feeling
the way you do, thinking the way you do, regardless of whether you like it or not.
And just take a moment to have some understanding, kindness, and compassion towards yourself. Noticing that change is challenging, difficult. So what I'd like you to do now is think about a situation that's been recently distressing.
Be it mild, moderate, or more severe. Just think of a situation, perhaps a disagreement, an argument, a day when you were particularly frustrated or feeling overwhelmed or sad. Just think, bring that back to mind. Bring back as many details as you can.
Remember where you were, what triggered the whole thing. Remember what you were feeling and thinking. Remember what you did or didn't do. Remember the beliefs. Remember how intense the emotions were. As best you can, remember where you experienced them in your body. And when you remember that event now, I want you to bring to mind, before it happen again, where would you choose to simply stop? At what point would you choose to stop? And how would you stop? What would that look like? Knowing how it turned out, knowing how you felt, knowing what you did or didn't do because of all of those thoughts, resulting feelings, somatic experiences and behavior. Where now do you think you would choose to intervene to stop the escalation? Take a moment, see yourself and imagine yourself just stopping. and taking a long, slow, deep breath. How many do you need? How many breaths do you need to bring down the activation just to a reasonable level where your frontal lobe comes back on board, the problem solving, planning, and reasoning? Imagine yourself stopping. Imagine yourself breathing. Taking notice of what you're thinking. Take notice of what you're feeling, experiencing in your body. Taking notice of what you're believing about yourself. The urges that you had or acted on. And the original trigger. What triggered it all? Was it something someone else did or said? Was it a belief you had, or an expectation, or a pressure? What triggered the whole thing? And just imagine yourself just stopping, checking in, breathing, noticing these things, and observing. Observing as you complete the sentences. Breathing. Observing the thoughts, observing the feelings, observing the somatic experiences, the triggers, the beliefs. Repeating each of them in the quiet of your mind 3 times with a breath in between. And notice how your perspective or distance changes to the experience. And when you think about that event, and you think about planning to respond in the exact opposite way. And that can be as simple as, instead of yelling or screaming or getting frustrated, you take yourself to the washroom. You do some breathing. Remind yourself it'll be okay, one thing at a time, one moment at a time. Or if it's to criticize yourself, you show yourself compassion, you recognize you're doing your best. What is one specific way you can respond in the exact opposite way? Just one thing you would do differently. And then how would you plan to show yourself compassion? Compassion for the distress, compassion for the overwhelm, whether you like it or not. Compassion for the anxiety, the self-reproach, the sadness, the pressure. Just show yourself some compassion, some kindness, some understanding. And now, I want you to come back to the original thought, the original feelings. And this is the cognitive restructuring portion of the exercise, a very different departure. So I want you to think about those thoughts and feelings, and I want you to ask yourself, just quietly in your mind's eye, is that thought really true? Is that belief really true? Where's the evidence to support it? And where's the evidence to refute it? Just a moment to not listen to that thought or that belief. What would the benefit of that be? Am I using the past to predict the future? Can you know the future? Is this thought and belief reasonable? Is this how generally people think or believe? When I've thought this way in the past, how does it generally turn out? What would life be like on a day-to-day basis if you eliminated the words should, ought, must, have to, can't? Take a moment to think about that. What would life be like? How does it hurt you to continue to think, feel, and react in this way? Is there anxiety in changing your thoughts, your feelings, and your actions?
What am I after? What is the vision? Is this reasonable? Is it attainable? Is it necessary? Is there an unnecessary level of rigidity or fear? To what degree am I trying to over-control? How could you change this way of thinking, this way of feeling, this way of doing? Come up with three things you would do differently.
What would the payoff be? How can you take more time for you? When you think about a life that's a little bit slower, a little more relaxed, a little calmer, what does it look like? What does it feel like? What's different? Are you connecting more?
What's a positive
self-caring mantra that you could come up with that would enable you and may take more time for you? What's one sentence that resonates for you when you could repeat this over and over in your mind throughout the day? Take a moment to come up with something that you could repeat to yourself that's meaningful to you. And it may be simply aspirational for now, and that's okay. As long as we have the words, we have the sensation we're after, we have the image. The more we repeat it, the more it becomes possible. So just take a moment to think of that mantra that would be meaningful to you. Before we close the exercise, just take a moment to reflect upon how this exercise was helpful for you today. And it will be different the way it's helpful
each and every day you practice it. Just take a moment to notice how you feel different, how it was helpful for you today. What were the benefits? What did you take away from it? And when you're ready, you can open your eyes and return to the room around you.